From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Attorney General Eric Holder, citing conclusive evidence, says the Pakistani Taliban was behind the foiled bomb plot in Times Square last weekend. The suspect, Faisal Shahzad, a Pakistani-American, was arrested 2 days later as he prepared to fly to Dubai. Holder tells ABC that there was little doubt Shahzad would be caught before he left the country.
Surveillance was conducted, but we wanted to have him at a fairly good distance so that we could observe him and see if he would make contact with other people who were connected to the plot.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is satisfied with steps Pakistan's taken against violent extremism, but she tells CBS that if a successful attack is traced back to the South Asian nation, Pakistan will face severe consequences. People walking along Alabama's sandy beaches are encountering a jarring sight. Tar that may very well be from the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Kimberly Creel describes what she's seeing at Dauphin Island Beach.
It almost looks like bark. It's that dark, so when I picked it up, I just kind of smeared it on my foot, and it's very kind of a gel, but then when you smear it, it gets that liquid oil type, and it definitely is oil.
NPR's Kathy Lohr is following the oil cleanup. She says the wind has increased, making a containment operation off the Louisiana coast more difficult.
More than a dozen ships are working near the spot where the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded. Some are drilling a relief well, but that's expected to take up to 3 months to finish. Others are trying to contain the spill. More than 200,000 gallons of crude oil have been gushing into the Gulf every day for nearly 3 weeks since the well ruptured. Crews working to install a 100-ton concrete and steel containment box to try to stop the leak ran into major problems over the weekend. The cold conditions far below the surface caused icy crystals to form, which clogged the containment dome. Engineers are working to find a solution. About 100 miles away at Dauphin Island, Alabama, beads and balls of tar began washing ashore Saturday. Cleanup crews collected samples and sent the sticky substance to a lab for testing. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
An emergency session over Greece's debt crisis is underway in Brussels. European Union finance ministers are working on a mechanism to stabilize the euro. Britain is apparently staying out of it. Larry Miller has more from London.
The British view is that much of the problem in Europe is down to those using the single currency, the euro, including Greece, Spain, and Portugal. Alistair Darling heads the UK Treasury.
The responsibility for supporting the euro must be for the Eurogroup members. When they went into the euro, they knew exactly what the score was.
Yet Darling says on broader issues concerning European economic stability, the answer must come from international agreement involving the European Central Bank, the IMF, and the G7 countries. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The Obama administration says a first round of indirect peace talks between Israel and Palestinian officials is complete. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says in a statement today that envoy George Mitchell has left the Middle East after wrapping up talks that were described as broad and serious. Voters in the Philippines head to the polls tomorrow to choose a president and candidates in thousands of other offices. But there's worry. As reporter Simone Orendine reports from Manila, this will be the first automated election.
Election officials hope to allay fears of cheating with the new precinct count optical scanners. Instead, nervous calls for manual tallying and postponement of the vote altogether cropped up recently when manual counts did not match machine counts during testing of the scanners. To fix the problem, the machine's maker, Smartmatic, scrambled to replace misprogrammed memory cards in the more than 76,000 scanners across the country. Smartmatic's president says the new cards have tested fine. Still, International Election Observer Larry Emery of California has doubts.
The way they've made these machines and the way they're transferring the information, there's a lot of opportunity for fraud and manipulation.
Average voter turnout in the Philippines is about 70%. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
The Associated Press is reporting there's been a plane crash near Livermore Airport in California. It's reporting at least two deaths after a Piper Cherokee went down in rough terrain this morning. Tiger Woods is out of the Players' Championship after suffering an injury that may be related to a back problem. After withdrawing today, Woods said he'd been playing with a bad neck for about a month. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.